Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Whose report will you believe? I believe in the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report shouts victory. I believe in the report of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up End Days Truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. John chapter 16, verse 33. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians. The day of the Lord is near, my friends, so get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual, therefore it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Just as a true spiritual church needs them for support, and that is the biblical truth, amen. The contract for the Signs program on Saturday mornings, 8:30 a.m. on 7490 is up on October 27th. I am sorry, but there is not enough support coming in to renew the contract, so the Saturday a.m. 7490 program will end October 27th. Not 4840. 4840 on Saturday nights will stay on. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, King James Version, from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Watchman comment. I wonder, my friends, if you know the biblical significance of the word thief in this verse. Thief is transferred to false teachers who do not care to instruct men, but to abuse their listeners' trust in them for their own gain. Now, a wise Christian can tell when they are being fleeced or taken by a thieving con man thief. Have you noticed Brother Johnson does not try to sell you books, CDs, or DVDs, or anything like that? I want to inform you, not fleece you. The Holy Scriptures teach clearly, Acts chapter 20, verse 35, I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Though that was the Apostle Paul speaking, the words, it is more blessed to give than to receive, Paul was quoting the words of Christ Jesus, amen. Lastly, for this quick study, the word heat here translates to suffer with feverish burning, be parched with fever. Oh my, oh my. That is an end days plague upon those who refuse Yahweh's gift of his son Jesus as the last sacrifice for their sins. Amen. You, my dear listening friend, can avoid feverish burning on earth and at the end in hell for all eternity by repenting of your sins and turning your heart and life over to Jesus your Savior. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, Romans 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's get our hearts ready for the end of the world on this program and not be left behind to experience feverish burning. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 4:4.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Will you fear yourself of the judgment to come? I say unto you, O peoples of the earth, to spare yourself of the wrath of God that will be poured out in the days to come. I say unto you to come and to step out of your realm and step into my realm. Open your eyes and open your ears that you might hear what the Lord says unto you. Come unto me, all you who weary and are heavy laden. Come unto me that I might give you rest for your souls. For my words are true, and they are justified in those who walk therein, says the Lord.
Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My oh my, in this program, as always, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere man. Acts chapter 3, verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Watchman comment. That word prophet here translates one who is moved by the Spirit of God as his organ or spokesman, one who solemnly declares to men that he has received by inspiration, especially concerning future events, and in particular such as relate to the cause of the kingdom of God and to human salvation. Sound familiar? Do you hear such on these Signs of the Times radio programs? If your answer is yes, you are intently listening. If your answer is no, you had better start listening more intently. Amen and amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Barbara, Georgia, and Bobby, Virginia, Juanita, Virginia, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and together they sent their WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love gifts. They are sponsoring tonight's program. I thank you all for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Father, bless Barbara, Bobby, and Juanita, Lord. Just take care of their every need, Lord. Father, I pray for them that Jehovah Jireh would be their provider, Lord God, and they would have provision in these last days and times we live in. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. My friends, though our sponsors were faithful and tonight's program was covered, the Saturday morning 7490 was not covered. So please understand that it must be canceled without support coming in. However, tonight's program on 4840 will remain on the air. It is the most listened to of all Signs programs. Hallelujah. Amen. Now for the prophecy news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and my Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Watchman comment. Contrary to the possible false statements by Republicans Bonner and McCain, report says Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, Huma Abedin, worked on the editorial board of a Saudi financial Islamic think tank alongside a Muslim extremist accused of financing al-Qaeda fronts. Nasif is Secretary General of the Muslim World League, an Islamic charity known to have spawned terrorist groups, including one declared by the U.S. government to be an official al-Qaeda front. Democrat and Republican lawmakers have rallied to Huma Abedin's defense since five GOP Congress members led by Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota sent letters last month to the Inspector General at the departments of both Homeland Security and the Justice and State asking that they investigate Muslim Brotherhood influence on the U.S. government officials. Five lawmakers, including Michelle Bachmann, noted Huma Abedin has three family members, her late father, mother, and her brother, connected to Muslim Brotherhood operatives and or organizations. Her position affords her routine access to the U.S. Secretary of State and to policymaking. Watchman comment, do I actually have to say I told you the truth before? My, there it is, continuing. Is America becoming a police state? Residents of Humorock, Massachusetts, are so upset with their governing authorities that they are considering seceding from the town, according to reports. The resentment seemed to boil over around the 4th of July when residents said the authorities were out of control in enforcing their ban on bonfires. There was a full military operation, one man said. I mean, Hummers up and down the beach. State police, helicopters, horseback, bomb squad, a command post up the center. said Fred Hayden, who owns a summer home in Humorock. During Independence Day celebrations on July 3rd, state police troopers were called in to help maintain order in the mostly senior citizen community. A 70-year-old man says they used excessive force when arresting him, leaving his arms bruised and wrists bleeding. Every time they talk to you, it's in a threatening fashion, longtime resident Emery Langolis said. Langolis described his experience with law enforcement on the 3rd of July as overkill. He claims he was playing patriotic music when town officials marched onto his private property and unplugged his stereo. Langolis says an officer then crushed the plug to keep him from starting the music again. They told my wife we're going to come back to clean up this mess. We're going to charge you $300 an hour and we're going to take our time doing it, Langolis recounted. At a meeting with roughly 100 people, one resident said the town is seeing a slow deterioration of its constitutional rights. Watchman comment, shocking if true. I know that's an old one, but I just found it. Can this be happening in what's supposed to be a free America? My, they had that hidden pretty good, but I ferreted it out. Continuing, and another possible police state happening. Marine Corps creates law enforcement battalions. The Marine Corps has created its first law enforcement battalions, a lean, specialized force of military police officers that it hopes can quickly deploy worldwide to help investigate crimes from terrorism to drug trafficking and train fledgling security forces in allied nations. The U.S. Marine Corps activated three such battalions last month. Each is made up of roughly 500 military police officers and dozens of dogs. Marines in Bravo Company of the 1st Law Enforcement Battalion practice non-lethal crowd control techniques at the Marine Corps base in Camp Pendleton, California. Watchman comment, is this a 666 sign that will be used in America on American citizens? My, oh my. Continuing. Super rich stash $21 trillion in offshore havens. A far-reaching new study suggests a staggering $21 trillion in assets has been lost to global tax havens. If taxed, that could have been enough to put parts of Africa back on its feet. The world's super-rich have taken advantage of lax tax rules to siphon off at least $21 trillion and possibly as much as $32 trillion from their home countries and hide it abroad, a sum larger than the entire American economy. In total, 10 million individuals around the world hold assets offshore, according to Henry's analysis. But almost half of $21 trillion, $9.8 trillion, is owned by just 92,000 people. My, oh my. Earnings show recession may be fast approaching. While this quarter's earnings reports have crossed a substantially lower profit bar, future expectations throughout the year indicate a recession could be on its way. And also this, U.S. poverty on track to rise to highest since 1960s. The rank of America's poor are on track to climb to levels unseen in nearly half a century, erasing gains from the war on poverty in the 1960s amid a weak economy and fraying government safety net. Continuing. HIV/AIDS continues to spread rapidly among gay men. Rates of HIV among gay men range from 3% in the Middle East to 25% in the Caribbean. In all reporting nations, rates were on the rise, even in developed nations like the USA, Australia, and the UK. Public health experts have been concerned about the rising rates among so-called gay men for years now, viewing the current epidemic as a second wave, the first having occurred in the 1980s. HIV has always been more common among gay men. Watchman comment, do I have to say I've been telling you so? Okay, I've been telling you so. Continuing. Signs of the times. U.S. military participates in large-scale earthquake exercise in Japan for the first time. Yokoto Air Force Base, Japan. U.S. military officials have participated for the first time in an annual Japanese exercise designed to prepare for a major earthquake in Tokyo. The Japanese capital, home of some of America's largest overseas bases, has a 70% chance of experiencing a severe quake in the next 4 years, experts say. U.S. personnel were at Camp Asuka, a Japanese base in Tokyo, to coordinate American forces' responses to requests for help from the Japanese. Personnel involved in the exercise were all aware that they were training for a real-world mission. A large earthquake in Tokyo is probably going to happen, said Captain Jeffrey Anderson, 35, of Salt Lake City, an Army intelligence officer, continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Attention, vaccine alert. The Institute of Medicine is accepting public comment on a vaccination safety study that may finally compare vaccinated children against unvaccinated children. Hint, the unvaccinated children are always healthier. Continuing. There is still something of a controversy over whether or not vaccines are safe and effective, despite what the governments claim. And this debate spills over into other debates about the U.S. federal government's official vaccination schedule and whether or not it is appropriate for young children. Watchman comment, do I have to say another I told you so? Continuing. Is Microsoft eavesdropping through Skype for the feds? Microsoft has filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office the ability to silently record communications between Skype users. It is necessary in instances where law enforcement agencies and national governments may demand to listen in or even watch conversations in real time that are otherwise believed to be between just two parties. Their patent for the legal intercept technology was approved last month, essentially awarding Microsoft the ability to silently copy communications transmitted via the communication session without asking for user authorization. Watchman comment? A 666 police state and time sign. My. Continuing. UN Commission calls for legalizing prostitution worldwide. A report issued by the United Nations, backed by Global Commission on HIV and the Law, recommends that the nations around the world get rid of punitive laws against prostitution, or what it calls consensual sex work, and decriminalize the voluntary use of illegal injection drugs in order to combat the HIV epidemic. Watchman comment, does the UN think we are stupid? The sexual act is how HIV/AIDS is mainly transferred from one person to another. Legalizing prostitution will increase HIV/AIDS transmissions. Continuing. Unprecedented Greenland ice melt observed. Greenland's surface ice cover melted last month in July over a larger area than ever detected in more than 30 years of satellite observations, NASA says. An expert recalled noticing that most of Greenland appeared to have undergone surface melting on July 12th while analyzing data from the Indian Space Research Organization OceanSat 2 satellite. Results from other satellites confirmed the findings. Melt maps drawn up showed that on July 8th, about 40% of the ice sheet's surface had melted, rising to 97% 4 days later. My, oh my. Of course, there is no global warming, right? Wrong. There will be a Yahweh, a God, global warming. The Bible clearly says that. Continuing. America in the hands of an angry God. Extreme weather disasters of biblical proportions and changing climate. In recent months, Americans have experienced numerous extreme weather-related events, including droughts, wildfires, and heat waves of biblical proportions. We've witnessed the warmest spring since the record-keeping began back in 1895. 31 states reached record-high temperatures. The period between July 2011 and June 2012 was the hottest 12 months on record. Watchman comment, yet many say, as I just said, there is no climate change. Well, here is God's climate change. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Continuing. Massive outbreak of whooping cough proves vaccination is ineffective. Whooping cough, otherwise known as pertussis, is looking to make a rather nasty comeback this year, so much so that health officials are already warning of the danger. In fact, they say the U.S. could face its worst year for whooping cough, or pertussis, if you will. Watchman comment, proving true once again the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman, by the audible voice of God, just like the biblical prophet Samuel. Here I am, Lord, send me. Amen. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. It would be such a joy to find a letter from you in Post Office Box 122. The last 2 months have come up short, and I did not have enough to pay for all the radio time, so I could use your help in August. So when you write, if you would please pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you send to help keep all signs programs on the air in August, it would be a blessing. We could even save Saturday mornings. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want. But I promise you, I never, ever send out letters asking for money. I obey Yahweh and only mention the money need on this program. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write, sign, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 1-2. Two. Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E. Just abbreviate the state as N-Y for New York. Zip code 13797. Thank you for writing and for helping keep all the science radio programs on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Restitution. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. My dear listening friends, hallelujah, amen. The word for restitution in this passage is the Greek word apokostasis. This is the one and only place it is found in the New Testament. The word literally means to restore again or to repair. The plan of God in sending his son, Yahshua Jesus, was to restore that which had been broken and ruined. My. The Lord's saving work is a global repair job, is it not? Each one of us has come to him already, ruined by sin, because we're all born into sin, don't you know? But God's will and his promise is to restore and renew us through his Son. This restoration process is not a one-sided affair. Having been initiated by the Lord, it requires of all us humans one essential response, and that response is repentance. Repentance. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 21 draws a clear parallel between repentance and refreshing. Anyone who has walked with the Lord for a while knows this well. Repentance brings refreshment over and over and over and over again. My dear listening friends, allow yourself to be refreshed. Seek the Lord today. Let him show you where you need repentance. Then go ahead and make the turnaround through repentance, and watch how quickly and beautifully you will be restored, repaired, and refreshed. Make it a daily habit, and you'll find yourself in the pure and holy stream that leads to eternal life. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 11, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That was Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
Oh, friend out there in radio land, listen, friend, sir, gentleman, rabbi, prophet, priest, whoever, the divine pleading of the Holy Spirit unctioning through me, this cry, come to Christ. It is not that the end times are coming, the end times are here, friend. And today is the day of salvation. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now. Friend, don't come later. Come now, don't come later. I mean, if you wait till tomorrow, it's too late, because you may die. You may not be here. If you die without Christ, you're lost. But come now. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in right now today. No, no, no. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right, my friends, and get ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com if you have an internet-connected computer. If not, you can do it for free at a library. It's www.signsradio.com, all one word. And just like it sounds, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. That will take you to my other website where you will find news reports not heard on this program, updated daily in text form. But sometimes I do repeat some on the website. But there you will see it with pictures. Also, you can send me an email from either website. Here's the address to write again. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Instead of Collins tonight, I'd like to read you a few letters that have blessed my heart. Dear Brother Johnson, still listening on 4840 but getting lots of static. Cannot hear you on 7490 or 9350 except once in a while. I think they are jamming the signal through HARP. Who knows? Hope you can continue to broadcast. We need you. Thanks for your efforts. God bless. Barbara, Georgia. Thanks, Sister Barbara. God bless you also. You pray for me, I'll pray for you, as I always do every morning. As long as the support comes in, I'll be here, dear sister. Maranatha. Brother Johnson, may God bless you in every way. Alex, Virginia. Thank you, Brother Alex. May God bless you right back for all your faithful support all these years. I pray for you, Brother. Maranatha. Brother Johnson, may God bless you, friend, and all the brethren as we see the signs of the ends of this earth age all around us. In his name and service, Brother Mark, Wisconsin. Thanks, Brother Mark. You're sure right there, Maranatha. Brother Johnson, we love you and your signs ministry. Keep on going till Jesus comes. Love in Christ, Grandma and Grandpa at Green Acres. Hope you're listening. Haven't heard from you folks in a while. Pray that you're okay. Dear Signs of the Times, I thank Almighty Yahweh for the broadcast and Him allowing you to bring it forth. May the Almighty continue to bless and open up your mind to understand. God bless you all. Elijah, South Carolina. Thank you, my dear brother. Sure glad to hear from you again and to know you that you're still listening to Signs Radio. May you be blessed and blessed and blessed right back. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When you call or write, amen and amen. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. I'll repeat that again. Pick up your phone. Get ready to dial. If there's a busy signal, please hit your redial until you get through. I'd sure appreciate it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks, as always, and my prayers to all who send support. And that keeps this program on the air. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.